What's up, Tay? Welcome to the Dungeon Diaries. I am your hostess, Queen Titania. On today's episode, I will be recapping my trip to the 2013 New York Rubber Ball and the 2013 Miss Rubber World pageant held at the 2013 New York Rubber Ball here in the wonderful year 2013. This year, I decided to make it a bit more of a whirlwind trip than last year, so I will have a bit less to say about this year's event than I would have if I were doing this podcast a year ago. Last year, I stayed an extra day at the host hotel and took my time getting down and getting back. This year, I tried to do it all in the minimum amount of time, with the minimum amount of cost, as I wanted to do this event and then the Fetish Factory event on Memorial Day weekend. Alas, the Fetish Factory trip will have to wait until next year. So, for those of you that don't know, last year I competed in the Miss Rubber World pageant at the 2012 New York Rubber Ball. I'm not sure why I think it's so funny to continually cite the year of these events, but I do, so it may pop up one or two more times during this podcast. Anyway, I competed last year, and I'm told I came in fourth place. I'm only told that because there are only prizes for the first three, so fourth isn't really announced, but I was told that on the judges' scorecards I came in fourth. A small consolation, I suppose, but realistically, it's just a big tease, because to be told you just missed out on those prizes, it's a bit of a letdown. This year's prize package wasn't quite as big as last year's. Last year's topped 15,000. This year's topped 10,000, and, well, that's still a lot of latex to be won. I went down with Miss Amy McCobb, a burlesque, drag, and overall wonderful performer from Boston, who's a bit into the convention scene, going to many things, homestuck, anime, and, well, generally geekery-related in the Northeast. So I was lucky that she wasn't busy this weekend, well, the weekend in question, and could come down to do my makeup, as well as be my skit partner for the performance portion of the competition. It made for a very lovely road trip, full of bad music, some good music, and lots of wacky stops along the way at diners and the Cracker Barrel. I guess I'll start near the end, because I don't think the Cracker Barrel would be the best place to end this story, so I'll stop with our last restaurant trip, which is a little jaunt off the highway to the Cracker Barrel. I've never been to the Cracker Barrel. I assume that it'd be fine, but why bother going out of my way to something that isn't very plentiful in the Northeast? But with us both hungry, going across the Rhode Island border on our way to Boston, it seemed like a logical choice. It was there. It was a restaurant that, well, had its own charm, and would have ample food, and we needed large portions after an exhausting weekend. I have to say, I was impressed. I got breakfast for about the fifth time that weekend, and the portions were just as huge as advertised. The Americano was just as amusing as I expected. The store was as silly as expected. And, well, for $8, I ate very well. So, thumbs up to the Cracker Barrel. I just wish I had gotten some photos of myself in latex in one. The rest of the weekend, as I said, was full of diners, because Miss Amy is a huge fan of diners, and, well, I like diners myself. I love breakfast, and I so rarely get to have it, because I wake up afternoon every single day. So a chance to pick out on pancakes, eggs, and sausage is always welcome. Not so much bacon. I'm really not a bacon person. It's fine, but I think sausage gives you more bang for your buck if you need a breakfast meat. Of course, I couldn't pick out until the competition was over, so I could only have a small breakfast on Saturday and wait until everything was over to really enjoy myself, because I wanted my latex to fit as perfectly as possible. Because with everything, I've had my latex made to fit me extra tight. I don't want latex that's baggy. I don't want latex that, you know, has creases in it. I want it to be skin tight, perfectly contoured to every curve of my body. And so, in that case, it's incumbent on me to make sure that I am in perfect shape. And I like to think that I was. So, I couldn't quite eat as much breakfast as I'd like, coming into the afternoon of April 6th. We drove down to New York and got there at about 6 p.m. There was no need to get there that early. The competition didn't start until 11, and it only takes me about an hour to get ready. But I wanted to make sure I had time to relax. I had time to unwind, get everything ready, scope out the stage, do a quick run-through, and make sure the DJ had my music, because there had been a bit of drama with regard to my music. As I was leaving to pick up Amy, I saw an email from the DJ, but from Dana, the promoter, telling me that the DJ thought my music was in a file of very low quality, and asking if I could send another one. I replied that, well, what exactly does low quality mean? That's not being very specific. If I'm going to fix this, I need to know a little bit more. About an hour later, I get an email from the DJ with even less detail. I reply, saying, is it the music that's low quality, or are you hearing the little artifacts in the track that begins the selection? Because I've mixed an old 50s track with a classic industrial song, and the 50s song should sound like something from an old PSA. It should sound a bit rough. It should pop a little bit to give that, well, the sound of listening to Duck and Cover, or something like that. They replied that, well, in that case, it's fine. And so I assumed everything was okay. But it's always best to be sure and do a run-through with music before going on stage in front of that crowd. So, we did our run-through. Amy went out to meet up with a friend. I got to talk to some of my friends. Miss Lydia Vengeance of Vengeance Designs. Kelly Lee Decay, who I'd maybe spoken 3 or 4 words to in person in the past, and is just the most lovely, wonderful person. As well as many others, some who I had never met before and some who I had. The great thing about competing in Miss Rubber World is everyone is wonderful. All of the competitors are just out to have fun. At least, that's what they seem to be doing. Everyone is nice, supportive, supportive, helpful. Well, almost everyone. Last year, everyone was great. Everyone was so nice, and I couldn't say a bad word about anyone who competed. This year, one contestant was incredibly rude. Especially to Amy, which, if I had found out about it at the event, well, I may have gone into giant bitch mode and given them a piece of my mind, as I gave some of the photographers a piece of my mind at the event. Because when another competitor's table doesn't have electrical outlets, it's very rude to tell their partner and makeup artist that, "Do you even belong back here?" when they ask you if they can plug in their cell phone to the outlets that you're not using by your table. Because it's not your divine right of kings or queens to hog all of the outlets near your table. It just so happens the outlets are near your table. My table didn't have any because it was near the curtain. Yours does. So, don't be a prick. But this person seems to have trouble getting along with others, and seemed a bit high and mighty throughout the night. It's a shame, but everyone else was lovely, and I only wish I had a chance to talk to more of the people there. Last year I got to know two or three of the competitors, and already knew Cerula, so by the end of the night, there were a few people who I was chatting with and genuinely hoped did well. This time, well, I guess I got a bit more caught up in everything, and I only got to talk to Angel, who, I have to say, I was so happy when she did well. I will link to her Model Mayhem in the notes, and you'll see a photo as well, with the two of us. And I don't know how to say this exactly, but when I saw Angel, I just thought, this isn't someone who's going to do well, and it's such a shame. They're so creative, but they're not what the judges are looking for. At least, that was my guess. Because she had a much more performance art, a much more artistic take on latex. Less of a model or a high latex fashion take on it. And it just seemed like in the past that helps. That having the nicest latex, the most elaborate latex, the best shoes and makeup to go with it will help you win. And her outfits were very, they weren't, quote, high latex fashion, but she had such a passion and looked like she was going to have such a cute performance and just was the nicest person that I was honestly thinking, it's such a shame that I don't think she's going to place. Well, spoilers for the end of this, but she came in third, and I sure felt silly for doubting the judges, and, I guess doubting her a little bit. But it wasn't so much doubting her, it just didn't seem like it would fit in with the judges, because, I mean, she wasn't even wearing shoes, and I know two of the judges, well, they love shoes. Anyway, enough is enough on that, but she was just absolutely adorable, so much fun to talk to, so creative with her props and just everything that went into her, I guess, candidacy for Miss Rubber World. And so it was lovely to talk to her, and more lovely to see her come as second runner-up. Especially because it was a surprise. I really thought that one of the other competitors who had more of that traditional latex fashion look would do well. So I wore three outfits for this event. I wore my purple and gold dragon scale leotard and skirt, my black and red poppy dress, and my red cat suit with a black hood for my performance. I had to change my performance the day of the event. Excuse me. The same as last year. Because, just like last year, there was an issue with the stage. Last year I wanted to have my latex bondage ball rolled out on stage in a wild Batman inspired performance based on the 60s Batman fight scenes, complete with a Sun Ra cover of the Batman theme song and the wonderful Batman fight music from Batman the movie. Not the Tim Burton one. The one that came out with the 60s series. If you haven't seen it, you should. It's 60s camp at its best. So, I wanted to roll the ball out, only to find the backstage area. Well, it didn't actually have a backstage area. It was more of a side stage area, and you couldn't roll something onto the stage, even though it seemed like you would be able to, from the description. Whoopsie daisy. So, I had to completely change my performance around, and I think it suffered for that. This year, my performance was going to be based on jiu-jitsu with another humorous bent, because I think performances, fetish performances, they really can't be that sexy. Unless you're just doing straight-up burlesque, you really aren't going to show that much. And you can't get that raunchy. You can't get as raunchy as fetish videos. You can't do as much as a fetish video. And you're limited by what you can do on stage. You're limited by the time you have. You're limited by a number of things. And so to me, I've only seen a few fetish performances that are really sexy, and only a few that really were eye-popping and exciting. So I try to go for funny, because I'll frankly feel a little silly going out there and trying to sex up the crowd when I just don't think I'm being sexy. So, I decided to do a jiu-jitsu performance with a PSA bent to it, because like I said, I was using 50s music that would evoke the sound of a PSA, such as Duck and Cover. The idea was what to do when you're approached by an annoying clingy sub. I'm sure most of us who have gone to a play party, or even a more vanilla fetish event at a goth industrial night that has a little bit of play, has had that sub approach us who wants to be our slave, or even a dom who thinks that they are God's gift to dominance, and that everyone there should submit to them, and that they are king or queen of the party. Either way, you've dealt with someone who just invades personal space and is unwanted and won't go away. So I decided to do a humorous little take on what to do with them. You can't spank them because they want to be spanked. You can't say no because they'll follow you. You can't kick them in the nuts because they'll like ball busting. So instead, do a little jiu-jitsu, choke them out. But don't try and break their arm, because latex is a little too slippery and you'll fall right off. So I went from rear naked choke to armbar to closed guard to triangle choke. And in the original performance, I was going to do a sweep. I was going to sweep Amy from the bottom and end up on top of her, mounting her with the triangle choke, then pulling off her shirt, pulling off her dorky-looking Hot Topic shorts we'd chosen for the occasion, revealing a sexy lady in latex underneath. Well, then I discovered the stage. It was incredibly slippery and incredibly rough. As I was doing my performance, I wasn't wearing latex, thankfully. And I went to do the sweep, and when I flipped over, I must have scraped my arm, because when I got backstage, I had a large scrape all over my left elbow. It wasn't quite bleeding, but it was very irritated and cut up. Well, you can imagine how much that sucked, wearing 3 outfits that night that were designed to be incredibly tight, and all covered up my elbow. Not fun. It was irritated for days, and I'm sure that's part of the reason why it still hasn't gone away 3 weeks later. So, with that said, I have to change my performance, because I can't do the sweep. If I do this sweep and flip over like that, I'm going to wreck the outfit. If it's going to cut my arm up that badly, there's a good chance it's going to cut up the catsuit. And I don't want to damage a $300 catsuit again. I've already put pinprick holes in the knees after doing a fashion show for Donna Matrix. I don't want to do that again. Especially in the elbow, where, well, it's a little bit more noticeable than the knee. I can wear boots over the knee. And, well, it's expected that I'm going to be in sexy boots. I can't always wear big, black opera gloves. That doesn't work with every session, or every fashion show, or every shoot. And there are just times where I don't want to wear gloves. I want to be able to open things. I want to be able to use my phone to take photos during a session with an exhibitionist sub. So, breaking that elbow is a no-no. So, I change the performance. I pull off the shirt from underneath her. I pull off the shorts after flipping her over without being connected to her through the magic of latex jujitsu. And then we do the performance from there. Seems like it'll go well. The music sounds fine. It's a little bit longer on stage than I expected. 5 minutes in preparation seems like nothing. In reality, it's an eternity. So, we go back. I'm introduced first of all the competitors on stage, but then my bio is read last so that everyone gets a fair shot. I come out first, but appear in front of the crowd for my bio last. The person who gets their bio read first comes out last. It was the Baroness's idea, and it seemed like a good one. It made everything fair. For my question and answer, I got a question that I was asked last year that I hated, which was, if you could give everyone one piece of latex, what would it be? And last year, I just didn't have a good answer because when I have my sessions, everyone thinks something else is sexy. Someone will like stockings, someone will like catsuits, someone will like dresses, someone will like corsets, someone will like hoods. Etc., etc., etc. So, what to say? Last year I said the latex bondage ball because it's so unique and has such an effect on people who go inside of it. But it just wasn't the best answer. This year, I knew I had the right answer because I remembered what feels good about latex to everyone. And so when I was asked, my answer was a single rubber glove. Because one of my first experiences with latex was getting a hand job with a single rubber glove. I mean, technically she was wearing two, but she only used one. And feeling that on my cock felt so fucking good that it intrigued me. It intrigued me about all sorts of fetish wear. I'll admit, the first time I thought it was a PVC glove, because she had told me it was vinyl PVC. Later, I realized that, you know, it would have had to have been latex. Silly me, I made that silly mistake that I mentioned in the latex episode. Some people just can't tell the difference, and I was one of them. I thought that answer was great, and the crowd seemed to like it, too. My performance? Well, it started off fine. The crowd laughed at the jokes. They laughed at Amy's costume, where she looked like a douchey male, or maybe androgynous sub. It was supposed to read male, and she had her panties stuffed to give the impression of a cock. And it was so good that someone legitimately thought that she was a boy, which made her very happy. The crowd thought the latex triangle choke was the hottest thing ever, and as I hooked on the choke, I started realizing that something was wrong. The DJ was playing the wrong music. The DJ was playing a song that was very popular on the internet over 10 years ago. It had been mixed with another song for some other part of the night, either one of the fashion shows, or just something the DJ was playing. And they played that instead of the fucking songs I had remixed. For this particular performance that I'd put hours into perfecting, that they had complained about, they played the wrong fucking song, and completely threw off the second half of the performance, which was supposed to be sexy. Ish, not funny. I mean, I'm stripping her down, pouring lube on her. It's not the hottest thing in the world, but it's supposed to, you know, have a bit of a raunchy ending to a funny performance, a nice bit of contrast between the first and second half. And instead, this song is playing. We finished the performance, and I angrily grabbed the microphone again afterwards and said, "That wasn't the song I was intending to play." Which, I don't know if being that bitchy was a good idea, but everyone laughed again. I don't think the judges minded based on what happened during the crowning. So, as I said earlier, I really didn't think Angel would have a chance of placing. She seemed to do a great job. Everyone was saying her performance went great. But I didn't think the performance would put people over the top, because it's, you know, a latex pageant. It's about the love of latex, not so much your ability to perform. The performance obviously gets weight, but again, I didn't think that she would be called. And then second runner-up is announced as Angel, and I was honestly happier then than when I got called for first runner-up. I mean, in retrospect, I'm obviously very happy to have come in second, but it was just so nice to see someone who put so much work into it, who was so nice and having so much fun, and, I mean, put so much work into everything, that, well, it was a treat. I came in second, and I have $3,000 in gift cards to spend on more latex, as if I need more latex. That wasn't sarcastic. I do need more latex. And Psylocke came in first, who's a Swedish fetish model who's lovely and had some wonderful outfits and seemed like a wonderful person in the short time I've talked to her in Montreal and at Miss Rubber World. So overall, there were some negatives of the weekend. The fucking DJ. And the ballroom wasn't as nice as it looked like it would be on the outside. The elevator was rad. The entryway looked nice. I mean, the elevator. I wanted to get photos in that elevator and completely forgot. Such a shame. But from the elevator and entryway and stairwell, I thought this would be a much nicer venue. But alas, the competition went well. I came in second. I have lots of latex to buy. I met some lovely people. It was a wonderful time. So, with that, I hope there's another New York Rubber Ball next year. Like with Fetish Factory, there's often rumblings afterwards that this one's going to be the last one. But I hope it'll happen again, because I'd like to compete one more time and maybe win the whole thing. Because when you come in fourth, you want to enter again and try to place. And when you place second, you feel like you've come so close, and that maybe, just maybe, if the right music had played, I might have had a chance to win. So, perhaps next year. So, until the next episode, ta-ta.